Welcome to the podcast. I'm thrilled to dive into the world of Scylla, a powerful tool in the realm of big data databases. So, what exactly is Scylla? Imagine a real-time database that runs at lightning speed, all while being compatible with two of the giants in the field, Apache Cassandra and Amazon DynamoDB. That's Scylla for you. Now, Scylla doesn't just rest on its laurels. It employs a shared nothing architecture. Sounds technical, doesn't it? Well, what it really means is that it can harness that structure to significantly boost performance and cut hardware costs. It's like having a race car engine in a compact car. You get extraordinary power without needing to invest in a massive chassis. But what does building Scylla entail? Well, buckle up, because this process is a bit fussy. It calls for the most recent C++ 23 compiler and various libraries, which means you can't just whip this up on any old system. However, there's a silver lining. Scylla offers a convenient frozen toolchain, a pre-configured Docker image. Picture it like a well-stocked pantry that saves you from hunting down ingredients. So, all you need is Docker or Podman, and you're set to build Scylla without any hassle. Starting off is relatively simple. You'll be running a few commands, like git submodule update and /configure.py to get everything in place. It may sound daunting, but it's much easier than it seems. Once you get Scylla running, you can fire up a server with just a tweak of settings. For example, if you want to run a Scylla node using only one CPU core and keeping your data neat in a TMP directory, there's a command for that too. It's designed for developers to run tests without the strict checks that usually optimize performance in production. Have you ever thought about APIs? Well, Scylla plays nicely with Apache Cassandra's API, known as CQL, and can also connect with Amazon DynamoDB through a feature called Alternator. Quite handy, right? But if you're looking to utilize the DynamoDB API, you'll need to enable and configure it. It doesn't just activate itself like magic. And if you're itching to learn more, Scylla University offers a treasure trove of resources. From data modeling to multi-data center setups, it's a self-paced journey to understanding the deeper intricacies of Scylla with real hands-on examples to boost your learning experience. Now, let's not overlook the community aspect. If you ever have questions or run into issues, Scylla has vibrant community forums and a Slack channel. It's like a friendly neighborhood gathering where you can discuss anything from configuration to management. Plus, there's a mailing list if you're eager to delve into technical discussions with fellow developers. So what's our key takeaway from today? Scylla is not just another database. It's a robust solution that challenges the status quo in big data handling. With its compatibility ease, powerful architecture, and supportive community, it's truly an exciting ecosystem to be a part of. Thanks for joining me today on this exploration of Scylla. If there's one question to ponder as we wrap up, it's this. How might Scylla transform the way your organization handles massive data sets? Until next time.